Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Just when we begin to believe that our economy is on the upward trail to recovery, and the world economy is looking more promising, there we see Greece in the headlights. World stock markets gyrate up and down, riots in the streets in Athens, smashing windows, looting stores, throwing firebombs. 3 people are killed. The Greek government has been spending too much money. Greece is broke. All of those lavish promises for retirement at 50 years of age with full pension is just a dream. Cradle-to-the-grave government dependency is not sustainable. Eventually, you run out of other people's money. This is especially true in Greece, where government corruption is rampant and tax avoidance commonplace. Now, by itself, Greece represents only 2% of the collective economies of the European Union. Greece is nothing. Greece should be irrelevant. But the fear is that Greece could be just the first domino to fall. Standing close in line, shouldering massive debt, are Portugal, Spain, Italy, and the British. The expectations of the citizens of many of the European countries are not affordable. Politicians promise too much. Does that sound familiar? We may not want to admit it, but our own debt is every bit as burdensome as some of the European nations. It may not be an apples-to-apples comparison, but some of the European countries are all but bankrupt. And here in the United States, we have states that have debts they can't pay. Reference California, Illinois, Michigan, and so forth. I don't think the federal government in the United States should bail out the states. However, the EU is preparing to bail out the EU countries that are in trouble. There's a lesson here, and I hope we're all paying attention. We spend too much. Cut spending. The government cannot afford to pay for everything the citizens might like to have. Dependency must be replaced by more personal responsibility. Socialism is a failed system. Admit it. It's Greece now. Who's next? Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And